Abortion industry ramps up fundraising with annual ApRO Film Fest. By Dr. Susan Berry on July 28, 2021. The abortion industry is seeking another influx of cash from the second ReProfilm Film Fest, August 9 to 18, that will showcase feature and short films that focus on the industry's narrative that now combines abortion with social justice activism. According to the Film Fest's opening press release, topics covered in the films include equal access to abortion, criminalization of bodily autonomy, gender stereotyping, reproductive health concerns, postpartum depression, reproductive justice for women of color, among others. ReProfilm says feature films will include Leah Gallant and Maya Cuevas on The Divide, about three Latinx peoples weaving stories related to the last abortion clinic on the U.S.-Mexico border. Selena Escher's Fly So Far, a documentary about the true story of a nine-month miscarriage that led to Teodora Vasquez being accused of killing her own baby by police in El Salvador, and Marion Lipschutz and Rose Rosenblatt's Bebe, a film that follows a pregnant Chinese immigrant who faces 45 years to life in prison when she survives a suicide attempt and her baby doesn't. This year's ReProfilm films will also include call-to-action conversations, which the abortion rights advocates describe as a series of engaging discussions with filmmakers, activists, and experts around various reproductive justice topics. All ticket proceeds for the festival will be evenly split and donated to three reproductive rights nonprofit beneficiaries, ReProfilm Film Fest announced. The organization touted as well that 100% of all ReProfilm Film Fest films are directed by individuals using she/her pronouns, 67% are directed by BIPOC, Black, Indigenous, and People of Color, or API, Asian American and Pacific Islander, individuals. Co-founders of the ReProfilm Film Festival include mixed martial artist Mallory Martin, founder of Mama.Film Leah Lamette O'Connor, and Debbie Samples, marketing director at Cleveland International Film Festival. Abortion rights activist Jill Lafer, former board chair of Planned Parenthood Federation of America, has also joined with the three ReProfilm Film Fest co-founders. The organizers said in a statement, "As we enter our second edition of ReProfilm Film Fest, we celebrate that for the first time in history our second-in-command has a uterus, but also recognize the threat to women's bodily autonomy remains constant, both around the world and here in the U.S. Storytelling, especially film, is an incredible entry point into dialogue and discourse around reproductive justice. All too often, these issues become politicized and the women behind these lived experiences are forgotten. We are thankful to the filmmakers who are brave enough to tell these stories and are also excited to highlight our three beneficiary organizations who are on the ground, doing the good work." Organizers state the ReProfilm Film Fest was founded last year amidst the pandemic and chaos of the 2020 U.S. presidential election. The activists said, "FR passionate women from across the country came together virtually to create a film festival dedicated to women's reproductive health care. In just 8 weeks, the team gathered 25 mission-aligned films and more than 50 mission-aligned advocates to present a celebration of women's reproductive rights through the medium of film. With the rising threat to women's autonomy over their own bodies, we call on our audience to join us as we lift up the voices of those who are advocating for women's reproductive justice, our fearless storytellers, and our courageous partners, alike," the organizers continue. The organization will present its 2021 Changemaker Award to Apollo Theater CEO Jonelle Procope. Backers of the event include Bloomberg Philanthropies, Stuber Lafer Foundation, Shepherd Foundation, the Lori M. Tisch Illumination Fund, and Pam Schiffler. ReProfilm states it is also working with the Black Women's Health Imperative and the Lilith Fund. Individual tickets will have screening windows and will be available for $10 each, the organization states. All access passes, at $75 each, include on-demand access for all films playing at the festival.